More than 1 in 500 children in the U.S. is born deaf or hard of hearing. And for those kids and their families, sign language is a vital means of communication. But technological advances, including cochlear implants, now give many children the ability to hear and communicate with spoken English from the time they're babies. Elizabeth Fiedler of The Pulse at Here and Now contributor WHYY looks at how technology is changing the role of sign language.
When the world gets too loud, or just to take a quiet break on the weekends, Sophie knows what to do.
When it's really loud, I just take the magnet off.
Sophie's 8. She's deaf and has a cochlear implant that's helped her hear since she was 1. But she knows by moving that magnet, she can stop the device from bringing her sound.
We didn't ever want our daughter to think that she's broken or, you know, not complete somehow.
Her mom, Samantha Zwislak, is sitting on the couch in their living room next to Sophie. She says getting her daughter a cochlear implant, which requires surgery, was a difficult decision.
We wanted to make sure that she knew, you know, we're not trying to fix something on you to make you be a particular way. But at the same time, there is this really neat technology that if you're the appropriate candidate and if you do it soon enough, children who are deaf have access to sound and can use their voice if they choose to speak.
Sophie can hear now and make her own decisions about how to communicate. Even though her parents signed to her, Sophie responds to them in spoken English. When her mom asks why, Sophie explains that they can hear, so she wants to speak. Zwislak says she wants her daughter, who attends the Pennsylvania School for the Deaf, to have the power to define her own identity.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, that child's going to grow up regardless, and they're going to find out who they are. And it might be hearing, it might be deaf. And we have chosen to accept that, you know, Sophie, very well, she already identifies as being deaf, and we're comfortable with that. She's looking forward to going to the Deaf University. She wants to go to Gallaudet. We're very proud of that.
Other children who are deaf or hard of hearing are on a different educational path, where sign language is much less visible. Caroline Linz's 7-year-old son, Teddy, was born deaf and uses cochlear implants. He does not know sign language, neither does his family. At 6, he started mainstream schooling after going to one of the Clark Schools for Hearing and Speech, where children use amplification to access sound, including cochlear implants and hearing aids. The school teaches listening and spoken language, but not sign language.
The communication that we have in our family is spoken language. It's not sign language. And for us, we felt that that bond and that communication was important.
Linz thinks often about how Teddy's life would have been different if he'd been born 10, 20 years ago. And she thinks about the role that technology plays in his life now.
In addition to his cochlear implant, he has an FM system, which he uses at school, which is a way for the teacher to speak directly into his implant, so it blocks out all the peripheral sounds.
Still, some in the deaf community emphasize the importance of sign language. Sign language is Ron Burdett's primary means of communication. He does not have a cochlear implant and says sign language is part of his identity. Here, he speaks through interpreter Brad Holt.
I'm very proud of deaf culture, deaf history. My parents are deaf. The day that I was born, we immediately started to communicate without any type of struggle.
Burdett believes American Sign Language, ASL, helps build identity and self-esteem for children who are deaf.
There's no limitation to what you can communicate about in sign language. And parents nowadays have actually realized that sign language is a real independent language that comes with its own culture. So I don't think ASL will decline as technology improves.
Back in Sophie's living room, the 8-year-old is talking about a contestant on a recent TV show.
He was on Dancing with the Stars and he's deaf and he was the only deaf person who was dancing with the stars. Mm-hmm. And I think it was cool.
The actor, Niall DeMarco, has become a role model for lots of kids since appearing on Dancing with the Stars. DeMarco advocates for deaf children to get greater access to sign language, and he doesn't have cochlear implants. He is a big deal to a lot of people in the deaf community.
A minute into an energetic dance routine that's modeled on the movement of Spanish bullfighting, the show cuts the music. And DeMarco keeps dancing. Viewers get to imagine how challenging it is for DeMarco to dance. For Sophie and other kids who are deaf or hard of hearing, role models like DeMarco show the abundance of choices that exist for people who are deaf. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.